He lives right. I mean, he lives in Delaware. So he's here every day. I'm at the composer of China.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are in hour number two. It is 1:06, and I am in the studio with Philip Morris.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey.
So, we were chatting the other day, and you, I don't even know how this came up in conversation, but you were talking about our airport, and our airport, because we live in Milwaukee, Mitchell Airport, and I love Mitchell Airport because of its straight up because of its convenience, right? Mm-hmm. There is something, after living in as many cities, I've lived in LA, I lived in San Francisco, I've lived in New York, I've spent enough time in the Denver airport to know that I would never want to have that be my main airport. And there is something incredible about the Mitchell Airport, and arguably the Madison Airport too. But the thing with Madison Airport is you don't have as many direct flights as you can get out of Milwaukee. And because, especially if you're not checking a bag, you can leave your house, get to the airport, get through security, and to your gate, probably in 30 minutes. It is
fact.
Splendid.
That is fact.
But you have a gripe.
I don't have a gripe.
Is that not the right word to use?
No. Just, you know, I'm always forward thinking, and you know, and I think there's a space to do more, and innovation is a part of that. I said so, and I agree with you. I absolutely love the ease of use of it. I fly Delta. Last year I had 113 flights. And D-46, 47, and 48 have my name on them. I've known that crew very well. I know the aircraft and everything that comes there. If you say gripe, is the identity of the city and your destination, no matter where it is. And I said, and we live in Milwaukee. I'm a big fan of Milwaukee. But if you come here for the first time, what's the first thing you're going to encounter? If you didn't drive across the border, if you drive coming from Illinois or coming down from Minnesota, you're seeing whatever's at the edge of our borders.
A lot of dead animals.
On the freeway. A national park sign, the Bong recreation area, these weird things. But when you fly here, if you're coming as a business traveler, the airport does not tell a story of giving you really this really, oh my gosh, I want to explore this city. You know, you pass by TV screens that aren't showing anything. You know, I've noticed a lot of the indoor advertising there is heavily about addiction. So I'm always like, what is the parallel that's going on here? You know, abuse, addiction, all these other things. You know, what do we know about when you come from, whether it's the Southwest terminal or coming from the Delta terminal, between there, the moment you step off that flight and get your bags or walk out to the Uber or to the garage, what have you learned? What did you see? And I'm thinking not necessarily of the locals that live here, but people that are coming here experiencing this for the first time. It doesn't tell a great story. I know there's something if I look up and stare long and far, but I'm walking too fast. That's something about UWM and freshwater science. Okay, that school is only, apparently all they do is freshwater science. Spotted Cow, I saw that plenty of places. What else is there? Not a whole lot. I said, and I challenge that. There's a few things there, but there's nothing that gives you the identity and the true culture of the city. I'm not saying anything about our vibrant neighborhoods. I'm not saying anything, you know, that's a homage to, you know, Bronzeville, or talking about these places that you could experience it here. Explore Wauwatosa, explore Elm Grove, explore these places. If I'm sitting for 2 hours, and I think the national average time for people, the normal traveler, not the business traveler, but it's 3 hours and 20 minutes that they spend in an airport. So if you're sitting there, and in this day and age, with all the shortage of pilots and crews, if you're stuck in an airport or you get stuck in a city overnight, which has happened to me now twice in the past year, two cool cities, but you never want to be stuck or stranded someplace. Have something that gives me, say, hey, when I leave this airport, I'm confident that this is going to be a cool city, and give me a narrative that comes with that. You know, I think that the airport and Mitchell specifically has a duty to be the really a driver of the destination's brand. When you arrive here, I learned, you know, subconsciously as I was walking to the airport, these things. Hey, that did plant a little seed. I should go explore, you know, the shopping area in this little, you know, quaint town. Oh, I did see something about Cedarburg. I should go there. Oh, I should check out the lakefront and go here. Right now it's Harley Davidson, Spotted Cow, a couple of restaurants that are never open, you know.
The Miller store that's never open. Every time, I always see the window shop in that Miller store. And I want that, I want that, I want that, but it's never.
That's right.
Never.
And I challenged that. I said, look across the Midwest. And I said, I used to be very anti, I used to fly almost religiously out of O'Hare. I would drive from Milwaukee, go park my car, fly out of O'Hare because I get the direct flights and come back. You know, I started exploring Milwaukee more, and I have no problem now because I know the timetables to take certain connections. I know I can do a lot of damage with a 40 or 50 minute connection in Detroit or Twin Cities to get anywhere in the country. And what it's come is Detroit has an identity, has a cool identity. I said, you know, you've got shopping there, you get there, you learn about the city, you have these things. There's the terminals tell a great story in Minneapolis. I don't agree that Minneapolis is one of the best airports in the country like they're promoting there, which somebody has rated that. However, if you sit or you walk, you can experience a lot of Minnesota in their airport. From what's it like to be outside? They've got the outdoors, outfitters and these types of shopping places. They've got food that coincides with the things you're gonna see out there. Hey, I had a Juicy Lucy in the airport. Now I wanna go to Matt's Bar and have a Juicy Lucy out there in the city. Let me go explore. We don't do a great job of that here.
Do you think part of that is because how many connecting flights go through Milwaukee versus Minneapolis, O'Hare, and Detroit?
I couldn't answer that. But I wouldn't even talk about the connections. I said, because the connections, people are trying to get in and get out. I'm just thinking about the people that are coming in. You know, those people that are coming from whatever city on their 5:50 a.m. flights.
All those people that are going to come for Irish Fest.
That's right.
Largest Irish Fest in the country.
I talked to two people downtown yesterday because I saw a drove of people walking. You know, they had their conference badges on, so they were walking downtown to whatever hotel ballroom that they're coming from. And I was like, what are you going to do when you're in Milwaukee? It's like, now we're just in and out. And I said, you should never have that. When I go and travel to whatever city, you know, next week I'll be in Austin. You know, you find and you know, like, hey, I've been to Austin before, but people that have never been there, Austin's airport tells a story. Even Lexington's airport tells a story about bluegrass, horse racing, you know, bourbon. Come and see these tours. Come see these farms. Do these things. We don't sell a good narrative or a good idea around those. Know that, you know, UWM is not just freshwater science. It's one of the top film schools in the country. Like, literally, you know, you can go out west or you can go east, but you can come right here and get some of the best talent in the country from UWM. Talk about our amazing engineering school, MSOE. Talk about, you know, we've got literally one of the most world-class art museums. Obviously, you see the news, but we're here with the new designs for the new public museum. Mm-hmm. Talk about this art city. Talk about these thriving neighborhoods. Talk about these, you know, these urban areas that you can try and taste these things. Talk about the emergence of what's going on in Sherman Park or the Sherman Phoenix. Go explore. We don't do a good job of that.
So what does that look like when you say Austin or Lexington? Is it mm-hmm. what ads are on the walls? Mm-hmm. Is it what restaurants are open? Is it what does that actually look like? Because I clearly am not observant enough to have realized I was experiencing that at any time I've been in an airport. Or maybe I just haven't been to a good airport. But like, what does that actually look like when said and done?
I think it's a combination of lots of those things. I said it's not only the food. I said people are typically going to stop and grab some of the airports and tourists so that they're designed the way they are. I said it's the food, things that coincide with your city, not the chains. You know, chains are fine. Auntie Anne's is going to be in every airport that you find out there because it's a quick, easy thing and people recognize the brand.
They're delicious.
But you can introduce other things that are very unique to Milwaukee out there. So when people say, hey, when I come back, I do want to go try their real restaurant over here. You know, we do a little bit of that with some of the Bartolotta stuff with Nona's and things like that, but we can do more. When you're sitting and talking about the not only advertising what you see, you know, still advertising on the walls. I said, but if I'm sitting there, I mean, do I need to really just stare at the weather? Nothing else on the TV? Like, there should be. Visit Milwaukee has done some amazing things and curated some awesome, unique things. Put those up there in every, you know, make it every four terminals. You have this where it's on a loop showing people these things. So when I sit down here, because I'm, you know, I'm privileged enough to be at the Delta Club and be in the lounges, but most people are not. So if I am sitting out there, that when I look up, I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, wow, look at that Cedarburg. They've got a lot of festivals. Oh, they've got, oh, Summerfest. You don't learn about Summerfest until you're literally, you know, at the Summerfest store in the center now, which if I've never been to Summerfest, why am I going to buy anything in the Summerfest store? Because it doesn't tell me anything about, oh, that's great. I just visited a city. I'm going to grab you from something I've never been to and don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool idea, I said, but I think it'd be done in a different way.
Who would have to be involved to do it? Is that like a joint venture between like the county, Mitchell Airport, Visit Milwaukee?
I think it's very well it could be a very well curated public private partnership. I said, because obviously I know you've got like Lamar Outdoor, I think does a lot of the advertising inside. The Airport Authority, I think, you know, the powers that be for the airport, the county definitely has a say in there. So you think of the county executives. I've done, you know, I try not to be a scholar of problems, but trying to find solutions. So I actually read through the very, very detailed plan, the master plan currently, and I think it expires either this year or next year for the Mitchell Airport. And there's nothing exciting about it.
What is in the plan? I have not read this plan. You clearly have more.
I will email it to you because it's
I'm not going to read it. Don't email me that. I have other things to do.
It's about as fun as reading your insurance policy. I said there's not much in there, but I know it's there for a reason, but it's mostly about airport operations, safety, the runways, construction, all those things that are very important to the FAA and everybody else. But I said, there's a lot more. I said, people love flying in and out of Milwaukee, but have it tell a story of the city. Don't be a place where it's just like, oh, we don't know anything about that city. I just come in and out. It's just an easy place for me to connect to. Because people are starting to do that. I've got more friends that are now flying into Appleton, which I didn't know they had an airport up there. They're flying out of that one. Or Madison, because they're like, I just wanted to go through a not necessarily a cooler city, but someplace else. And we don't want Milwaukee.
Really? People are going out of their way? People who live in Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah. There's some cheaper flights, and I think there's some nonstop routes.
They're driving an hour plus to just fly out of a different airport because it's for cheap. A different experience. I don't buy that.
Cheaper to park in Appleton than it is in at O'Hare, unless you want to be, off-site.
Not O'Hare, but Mitchell.
Not O'Hare, sorry, Mitchell, yes. But it's the same thing. Mitchell's obviously much cheaper than O'Hare, but the opportunities, and I know, I don't fly into Madison a whole lot. I've come out of there, I think, maybe just a handful of times. I said, but, I think Madison has the same problems, not to the extent of, Madison's not a destination. I said, unless you're going to Madison for something specific, Milwaukee can be that destination. We have this world-class city that you can get from Madison to Milwaukee in, I won't say minutes, but in that amount of time frame, in that short period, that you want to come here over going to Chicago, over going to Twin Cities, or over going to Detroit, connect through here or stop here and explore and learn some things here about what's going on in the city.
I do not want this to get into political politics, but because is what would be the opportunity to even try to get something like that done before 2023 when it's looking very likely that we're going to be having a lot of people coming into Milwaukee and going through that airport if in fact the RNC does come to Milwaukee? Is that something that is even feasible? Because that's the whole argument of why people do have wanted the RNC to be in Milwaukee and the DNC before that is to put us on the main stage.
Absolutely.
And so do you think that's something that could become a priority knowing that is coming?
I think it should be a priority. I said, if that's coming and when they check off that and sign off and say the RNC is, it wouldn't matter if it was when the DNC was supposed to come. If that's coming, prepare for it. What's the first thing those people that are coming from all these parts of the country are going to see? It's going to be our airport. And I said, so they're the ones that would say, hey, I did see that. I saw this one advertisement that said, hey, let's go down and check out this Blue's Egg. Hey, let's go check out this place over here. Let's go check out whatever it might be. I said, and then get you there. I said, everything can't be about just the one or two blocks of downtown. Obviously, that's our center of our commerce. We've got a lot of stuff happening downtown, but there are other parts and places that make greater Milwaukee just that vibrant place to be. And I think there's a lot of opportunity there with especially if the RNC does come, that they can open a lot of doors and stimulate a lot of our economies here all throughout the city.
Yeah, it's an interesting argument. Interesting where it could fall in the layers of prioritization of things to happen in the city and the county. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Philip Morris will still be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. All right, we have a short one.